The number one housing complaint in New York City during the winter months is a lack of heat. Tenants who want to force their landlords to provide adequate heat can call the city's 311 line and request that an inspector from the city's Department of Housing Preservation and Development visit their home, but there are a limited number of inspectors and home visits may occur when a tenant is at work. Tenants can now use a tech tool to get action, a web-enabled thermometer that documents conditions inside their homes. WBGO's John Kalish joins us now to fill us in on the device. John, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Doug.
Tell us about the group that came up with this device and how the device was developed.
It's a really tiny nonprofit, Doug. It's called HeatSeek NYC, and it basically has one employee who is the co-founder. They won a couple of contests, they did a Kickstarter, and basically launched as a nonprofit.
Certainly a great time to be talking about heat, because we've gone through the snowstorm and now temperatures in the freezing marks during the weekend and headed to the new week. What does this device look like and how's it installed?
So imagine one of those little boxes of raisins your mom put in your lunch bag. That's about how big the main unit is. There's another little plastic housing with the actual temperature sensor in it that's sort of glued onto this raisin box size device. Tenants are directed to tape it to the wall, 3 to 5 feet off the floor, and they're told don't put it in the kitchen or the bathroom, don't put it somewhere near a space heater. There are two versions of this unit. One, you can connect to your Wi-Fi, but there are people, believe it or not, who don't have computers or internet access at home, so they can get a model that has a little SIM card and cellular connection, and those models upload the data, the temperature readings, directly to the internet. The way it works is the sensors take a reading once an hour and upload it to the web.
John, during these tough times, the cost of anything is something that we care about. What will it cost to buy a HeatSeek sensor? And I understand there's a monthly charge for using it during the heating season.
It costs $70 to buy one of these sensors, and there's an $8 a month charge for the data plan. But people who meet certain income eligibility requirements don't have to pay for the $70, and they don't have to pay the $8 a month data charge. But there are a limited number of units that would go to these people. The HeatSeek sensor is basically operating from the beginning of October through the end of May, and that is the season that city law requires landlords heat your apartment to 68 degrees if it's colder than 55 degrees outside, and that's between the hours of 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., and then overnight from 10 p.m. to 6 in the morning during those months, your apartment has to be 62 degrees.
Can the data collected by the sensor be used in court?
So the answer to that is yes, although there has not actually been a case decided using the data from the sensors, although the data has been attached to court papers. And apparently, in all of the cases where the HeatSeek data is used, landlords settle. And so tenant lawyers say it's been helpful in pressuring landlords to settle cases and restore the heat to some degree.
John, you're always up on this tech stuff. Are there any other tech tools that tenants can use to cope with a lack of heat or other essential services?
There are a couple of sites that tenants can use. One is called justfix.nyc, and that website can be used to send your landlord a certified letter free of charge that would alert the landlord to repairs that are needed or the lack of heat, and can also be used to initiate a legal action against your landlord. The other website tenants can use is called Unlock NYC, and the address for that is actually weunlock.nyc. And you can use that website to report if a landlord or a real estate broker won't rent to you because you have a voucher of some sort to help pay the rent. You can report that through that website, and it goes to the New York City Human Rights Commission.
WBGO's John Kalish trying to keep everybody warm during these cold winter months. John, always a pleasure to have you on the WBGO Journal.
You bet, Doug.